Inflation is out of control. Gas hit $7 a gallon in certain states. A 10-year-old Honda Civic is going to set you back around 15 to 20 grand. And rent is averaging $2,000 a month. Welcome to 8.6% inflation. And it doesn't look like it's going to get better anytime soon. So what can you do? You can try trading stocks or buying mutual funds, but returns are sinking quickly. You might have heard about gold IRAs, but you don't know much about them. That's why Noble Gold has a team of experts at the other end of the phone. They'll set you straight on what you can and can't do to get yourself to financial safety again. And if you act now, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with gold or Noble Gold. Call them now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit them at noblegoldinvestments.com.
They're interested in power and control, and the way to establish power and control is to kill off a bunch of population that can resist, especially independent people like farmers, and then terrorize the rest to such a degree that they're so starved and so desperate that they will go along and comply with all of your totalitarian demands for a piece of bread. And that's exactly what's going on here on a global scale. I mean, you can think of, for example, Mao, Cultural Revolution in China, they did the same thing. Cambodia, they did the same thing. Every communist that comes to power, first thing they do, they depopulate. So it's not a conspiracy at all. The goal of these people is to establish global totalitarian state, global. So they need to depopulate globally and terrorize the rest of the people and subjugate them.
Hey guys, welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. It's Sean from SGT Report, and that was Fact Witness and pharmaceutical expert Sasha Latipova. She and attorney Todd Callender join me to lay bare the facts of the crimes of Pfizer, Big Pharma, the mainstream media, and the powers that ought not be as they target the world with their bioweapon. Thanks so much for tuning in. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting that Bitcoin will go down to $10,000. But Bitcoin generally seems to do the opposite of what people predict it will do. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the crypto market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity. When Bitcoin dipped to $17,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that bought. And that's why they're billionaires. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to own a crypto IRA or trade in cash, My Digital Money is a US-based crypto company that will answer your call. And they're ready to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains, and MyDigitalMoney.com will be there for you. You can call them at 833-636-2008 or visit them directly at MyDigitalMoney.com. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report here. I'm delighted to have you all back. Very important interview today. It's our bi-weekly meeting with Todd Callender, the attorney. And today, Dr. Vliet couldn't make it. And in her place is fact witness and pharmaceutical expert, Sasha Latipova. I want to welcome Todd first. Todd, how are you?
Great to be here, Sean. Always is.
I always do that backwards. It should be ladies first. Sasha, welcome.
Hi, Sean. Thank you for inviting me.
Hey, thanks for coming on. So, Todd, I'm going to do a screen share, and we'll start with the big news of the day, which was announced yesterday by the beloved HHS Secretary Xavier, who said this about monkeypox.
In light of all of these developments and the evolving circumstances on the ground, I want to make an announcement today that I will be declaring a public health emergency on monkeypox.
All right. So, there's that, and I don't know anybody who has monkeypox. Todd, Sasha, do you know any person who has monkeypox?
No. And it's it used to be considered a rare African condition. I can't even call it disease. It's a condition of poverty, malnutrition, and generally poor health. But I don't know anyone with this condition.
I like what he says in light of these developments, but he doesn't delineate what those developments are. Is he talking about the 9-6 vote against Tedros Adhanom, the director of the World Health Organization, to find this as being a public health emergency? The one where he overruled it? Is that the development he speaks of?
Yeah, exactly. It just is so unbelievably heavy-handed. I'm not sure what they think they're going to get away with here. I know they want to lock.
Tell you. I can tell you what
tell
they
us. They want to lock everybody down again and destroy the country. How do they get away with that when monkeypox is mainly manifested through sexual activity between gay men? How is this a national health emergency?
Because it has to be, right? Tedros used the magic legal words, public health emergency of international concern. And when he uttered those magic legal words, all kinds of treaty implications came into effect. So Biden, you know, president with a small p, extended the emergency from COVID through the end of July. It was expiring. So we knew that Tedros had to do this so that they could keep their emergency powers indefinitely, which started with the suspension of our Constitution and everybody else's, by the way, in March of 2020. And now our suspension of a Constitution and human rights remains in effect because of these magic legal words. They just needed a pretext for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, by the way, the public health emergency of international concern is pronounced fake.
It is. That's true. PH fake. You're right.
Yeah.
That's an excellent observation. Let me do a screen share here, and perhaps we should talk about what comes next for gay men who are lining up to get the mysterious, delicious monkeypox vaccine, many leaving empty-handed. Gay men are lining up as early as 2 a.m. for monkeypox vaccines. Sasha, do we know what is in a monkeypox vaccine? Do we know any better than what is in a Pfizer mRNA bioweapon shot? I don't think we do, do we?
No, we don't. They didn't publish. They made some sort of, there's a Junius, and frankly, it's just a brand name. We don't know what's in it. And knowing how they make these mRNA shots, it's just anybody's guess what's in it. It's just a way to, I think, basically they need to keep the emergency powers because they cannot, the government cannot function and fund itself. The government is beyond bankrupt, it's insolvent. The only way they can keep going is by printing money. And the only way they can keep printing money is these public health emergencies of international concern scenarios. That's what lets them do it.
Or war.
Or war, or something else, or, you know, they're trying to create the climate, you know, public health emergency of international concern. Same thing, fake green scam. And all of this is just to keep themselves in power and printing money.
So Todd, what comes next? I mean, they can't mandate, they can't dictate that healthy people take an experimental vaccine. The courts have already established that as it relates to the mRNA bioweapon. And now corporations that mandated just that are being sued. And they can't get away with this.
Well, herein lies the issue. From a legal perspective, the FDA already approved this monkeypox shot. A new form of a kill shot. We have no idea what programming they're going to put in here, gene deletion or otherwise. And if you look through the National Defense Authorization Act of 2022 and the one that's pending now, 2023, you will find, if you type in the search word, public health, you will find that public health, that responsibility is moving underneath the DOD. So all of the might of the Department of Defense is going to be forcing this in accordance with the WHO's wishes. Don't forget that when COVID came out, right, that was an experimental mRNA shot. Nonetheless, the Secretary of Defense actually made it compulsory with the use of force authorized. This is going to be a military exercise, and you will find that there's a brand new global health security agency that's being created out of these new funding laws, in addition to all kinds of new powers that you would see also in the HHS budget for 2023. That includes all kinds of mandatory provisions, mandatory spending, just exactly what Sasha said, in addition to compulsory shots from cradle to grave. Mm-hmm. That's what's coming.
Yeah, I can show you if you want. I can show you a slide about the current mRNA shots.
Yeah, absolutely. You have screen share ability. Please do.
Screen share. Okay, yeah, okay. Here we go. So this is from October 22nd, 2020, I think, meeting about the Operation Warp Speed. And this is between, you know, the feds, the HHS. And I would like to point out, this is an organizational chart, right? And as you can see, it's turned on the side, not to offend anyone, but at the top of the chart, you can see who the chief operating officer is of this whole thing. And this is in relation to the warp speed COVID-19 shots. As Todd just said, it's a military operation. People scoff at it and they say, oh, you conspiracy theorist if you say that. But here they're telling you themselves, the chief operating officer is Department of Defense. Then there's a whole bunch of middle management. And then only down from that, we see vaccine manufacturers, the pharma companies. So that's how they basically were able to put any kind of poison in these things, because none of this has to comply with federal regulations for food and drug safety, because all of this is outside of it. That's why they were able to put whatever they want in these shots and will be going forward with monkeypox or whatever else they dream up next.
Yeah. Now, as it pertains to the monkeypox vaccine, can they behave that way and produce these shots with no standards because they declared monkeypox a national emergency? Is that the get out of jail free card?
We don't have to guess. The FDA a month ago said they care not what the ingredients of the mRNA shots are. They don't have. We don't want to know. You don't have to tell us, manufacturer.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And the same goes for European Medicines Agency or any other regulator in the world. We get the same responses from them.
You know what's interesting? I'm going off memory here. I might get the nation wrong. I think it was Portugal. The leadership demanded Pfizer turn over the ingredients list to the mRNA bioweapon within, I think, 7 days, 10 days, and Pfizer left the country.
In Uruguay, there was a court that they ignored.
Was it Uruguay? Yeah. So that's the best way to get out of this bogus contract that was signed by these nation states with the criminal enterprise known as Pfizer. Just mm-hmm. demand the ingredients list and they'll leave your country.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's not like so hard plan. To defeat these guys, Todd.
I like your plan. But one thing that we're not paying attention to in this regard is that when Pfizer went around to all these countries, they required those sovereigns to actually pledge their national assets in case there was in form of indemnification, in case there was a suit against Pfizer. So as we sue the manufacturers, we're going to be collecting revenues, ideally, if we're lucky. And that will be subrogated against the nations themselves. Some nations had to put up their militaries. They put up their national parks as indemnification collateral to Pfizer in case they get sued for this genocide.
Well, and that's how we know this is part of the New World Order, the corporate fascist Marxist total takeover of the world, because that is the IMF model. That's IMF right. Lending to little nation states and corrupt leaders tens of billions, hundreds of billions of dollars. And then those corrupt leaders pledge the dams and the roadways and national parks to the IMF as collateral. And before long, the fiat, funny machine, moneymakers own everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they already do. That's why I call them the owners. They own the water supply, the food supply, the energy supply, the human resource supply. And now we've come to understand the human resource supply is they actually literally do own the vaccinated people. The intellectual property holders do.
Sasha, I don't hear much about Moderna anymore as it pertains to the mRNA, quote unquote, vaccine, this thing masquerading as a vaccine, which is actually a bioweapon, according to insiders, Michael Yeadon, other people who are knowledgeable, people who formerly worked for Pfizer, they're calling it a bioweapon. Where does Moderna play into all of this? Or is it solely Pfizer right now that is really still running with the ball with the global vaccination program to jab everybody and boost everybody and keep us on their plantation forever? Is it Pfizer or is Moderna still playing a role?
Oh, Moderna is playing a big role. Yeah, so they're the second largest, I would say, distributor or producer of these shots. And both of them are, I would call them shell companies. They're not actually, they represent themselves as pharmaceutical manufacturers, but they're not. They've been commandeered, as you've seen, by the government, just like a government at the time of war would commandeer a tractor factory to make tanks. That's the same thing that happened here. And now it's the government making these things, pretending that these are the pharmaceutical manufacturers. Now, Moderna was always a fake company. Pfizer at least used to be, and I have familiarity with Pfizer. I worked with them. They were my client for many years, and I had a R&D partnership with them, and they were my investor as well. And that ended around 2013. So since then, they've also converted into this fake entity. But at the time, at least, you know, they have a history of being a real pharmaceutical company. Moderna has never been a real pharmaceutical company. It's always been a shell. It's a front. I tell people often, so there are these financial structures, funds also pretending to be venture funds, but they're not. They're fronts for CIA, DOD, ops of various sorts. So they have these unlimited money to throw around at these essentially non-scientific nonsense. It's kind of sci-fi, and then they pretend like there's just these huge visionaries, and they're going to hack the human body and, you know, replace mm-hmm. your genes and fix every disease. And that nonsense, they go around, they never publish anything scientific. They just go around conferences making these statements. And then these fake venture funds invest in them and keep investing forever until they need them, like they did with Moderna. Moderna was doing nothing, never produced anything, never published anything, fired everybody who was competent in the R&D and replace them with, I don't know, clowns. And then when they needed it, the DOD pulled them out of the stable and presented like this, you know, miracle science. But there are many, many more of these. At the same fund that funded them, it's called Flagship Pioneering. It's in Boston. You can look them up at flagshippioneering.com. And they have a dozen of these Modernas sitting around waiting for the next BS.
You know, I should have made this clear up front. Let's talk a little bit about your background and how you have become to be a fact witness in a case that Todd is heading up. Can you just tell people about your background and your professional career?
Yes, sorry, I should have introduced. So I've worked in pharmaceutical industry over 25 years, and I don't currently work there. I sold my companies, but I was, well, originally I worked as a consultant, as a data analyst for pharmaceutical clients. And then I started my own companies, several of them. We were doing primarily data collection analysis in clinical trials, various applications. I worked on all sorts of therapeutic areas with over 60 pharmaceutical companies, including Pfizer. All over the world. And then the later years, I was focused on cardiovascular safety assessments in clinical trials, and also interacted with FDA. I also co-led an industry consortium where we were establishing standards for cardiovascular safety testing in clinical trials, and how to exclude the risk and how to make sure we're much more accurate than we were before using technologies. And you know, so that experience, you know, I've worked in the regulated space. I thought that the regulations were, while very extensive and laborious, were there for the right thing, for the right reason. And that they were actually, a good thing, because all this extensive and difficult things that we have to do in development, they're for the good reason, because we don't want to harm people. And then when I, you know, recently looked into this, I was just petrified. I thought the world just collapsed and turned over, and where am I, on a different planet? Yeah. But now, you know, now I realize what's going on. It's actually pretty easy to see what they're doing.
Well, and I don't want to put you on the spot and put words in your mouth, so I'll say what I think they're doing, but then you tell me if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. This seems to be a depopulation plan. And for those that the thing doesn't actually kill, it will sterilize or make people unable to produce. So we know that this quote unquote vaccine targets the testes in men, and I believe the ovaries in women, in females. And yet the local news station, the local TV channel where I live, they continue to say this thing is safe and effective for children. So what is going on here in your view?
Yeah, I would agree with you. Depopulation. Now, people immediately again scoff and say, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. Why are you like, why would they do it? Because they need people productive. They rely on the economy to grow and all that. I remind, especially because I grew up in the Soviet Union, and I remind anyone who's familiar with the history of communism, that's the first thing communists do. For example, Joseph Stalin, he immediately depopulated Ukraine and large parts of southern Russia, because and you know, killed off millions of people. While at that time, you could also make the case, well, you need all these people producing, making food so that the Soviet Union could be successful and economically prosperous. That's not what communists are interested in. They're interested in power and control. And the way to establish power and control is to kill off a bunch of population that can resist, especially independent people like farmers, and then terrorize the rest to such a degree that they're so starved and so desperate that they will go along and comply with your all of your you know, totalitarian demands for a piece of bread. And that's exactly what's going on here on a global scale. I mean, you can think of, for example, Mao, you know, Cultural Revolution in China, they did the same thing. Cambodia, they did the same thing. Every communist that comes to power, first thing they do, they depopulate. So it's not a conspiracy at all. The goal of these people is to establish global totalitarian state, global. So they need to depopulate globally and terrorize the rest of the people and subjugate them.
Yeah, and that explains... Go ahead, Todd.
They, you know, it's not like they're hiding it. They actually wrote all this down. You know, look up the Cairo Accords in 1994, where they talk about depopulation. Go and look at the United Nations. They've got a population division dedicated to equity, right? What does that even mean? She's absolutely right. Look at this. It is a conspiracy. What it isn't is a theory. This is happening right now.
Yeah. And they are targeting the food supply now.
Yes.
Of course, Klaus Schwab in the World Economic Forum says in the future, meat will be a treat, so get used to eating the insects. Now, I just saw a news item yesterday that explains that actually insects as a source of protein for humans is very, very problematic because mm-hmm. there's some enzyme or something in insects that birds can digest and deal with, but which is not healthy and might be actually poisonous to human beings. So, of course, they're pushing the insects, no more meat. The farmers in the Netherlands are told they need to cull 30% of their cattle because climate change. Mm-hmm. So let's just get back to the bioweapon though here. I want to do a screen share. And Sasha, let me ask you this. Pfizer, BioNTech. Why? What is that relationship? Explain to people, what is BioNTech? And then we're going to take a look at the possible side effects according to the CDC.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so BioNTech, it's as I explained about Moderna before.
Shell company?
It's a shell company, yes. So it's another one of those little scientific, you know, they can call them, because nothing is known about them and they rarely publish. Moderna never published anything in peer-reviewed. I haven't tracked the BioNTech history as closely, but it's two inventors of Turkish descent, I think, in Germany. And they, you know, also claimed as, oh, you know, these revolutionary people, visionaries created all this wonderful science, but the science is never disclosed or described in peer-reviewed literature. It's always PR, okay? So that's kind of a hallmark of scientific fraud. So you're not explaining anything, you're saying it's big secret, and then you're doing all these PR campaigns to promote how wonderful it's gonna be. I think Pfizer was told to partner with them and told by, you know, the obvious people to partner with them. They were probably told that, well, yeah, if you do that, then you're going to have all this financial upside, which they do. And Pfizer themselves actually never did much of the biological manufacturing themselves. They've always been historically what we call small molecule, which is a traditional chemical manufacturing. And they're experts at that. But now, you know, they were told, oh, you know, this is a huge opportunity, go partner with this biotech and then, you know, outsource your biologics development to these people. So they have a huge number of suppliers of various biological components of their process. But everything is kind of cobbled together so that nobody even inside Pfizer can make a really clear assessment and say, wait a second, what we're doing here. So, and I know that a bunch of people at Pfizer are concerned now with what's going on.
Oh, good. Tell us more. I mean, we would like people to actually care about their fellow human beings, regardless of how much money you're swimming in. So mm-hmm. That would be terrific. I'm waiting for people from Pfizer to go to Project Veritas. When is that going to happen?
I would like them to go to Project Veritas. I just recently was on a group call with a bunch of scientists and doctors, and somebody from pharma industry I haven't previously met, and he does not work at Pfizer, but he said that he has a friend, a high-ranking executive there, who was specifically very troubled with how they handled children's data. So that person said that they did not have a good data for approving this shot in children, and that's correct. Data is atrocious. But they were told by the FDA to proceed and submit, and basically shut up and submit the data, and it's going to be approved. And so that person was particularly troubled by this, yes, because the data is atrocious. It's injuring children. We have, you know, officially reported about 150 deaths in healthy children from these shots, and that's in the airs. But we know that that's underreported, so there could be over 1,000 dead children as we speak from this.
Yeah, I was going to say, Sean, I happen to have heard from one of our other fact witness whistleblowers, is that of the 4,000 kids in that study, seven that actually received the shots completed the study. That's it, seven.
Yeah. And in the babies, when they did the study in babies, they lost to follow-up. So there was about 4,000 enrolled in the study, but then they lost to follow-up 3,000 of them. And that's just incredibly wrong. First of all, that study should be stopped and declared failure right away. You cannot lose majority of your population of the study to follow up. And second of all, I'd like 3,000 interviews right now with those families located, and I would like to know that these children are alive.
Friends, thanks so much for tuning in to SGT Report. This is a good time for a quick word about our sponsor. Well, wouldn't you know it, the CPI print on Friday, June 10th was 8.6%. That's the official inflation rate in the United States. And guess what? The real rate may be quite a bit higher. Some say 15 to 20%. Don't you think you need to be smarter with your money? You need it to grow, not shrink. You need financial freedom, not debt. Start a gold IRA with Noble Gold right now, and you'll be safe. And if you act now, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with gold or Noble Gold. Call them now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit them at noblegoldinvestments.com. Well, and that's my question. What do you mean by lost 3,000? So follow-ups were never done for 75% of the babies. What does that mean? What happened to these babies?
Exactly. So Pfizer says, oh, we don't know. But you enrolled them in the trial. You know their full number, address, and you have brought them to the site, and you've screened them, and you presumably signed informed consent with these people. So you have a way to get in touch with them. And they're saying, oh, we lost them. Don't worry about it.
Todd, what has your reaction been to all of the mainstream horror media news items that are coming out all over the world in every single country? Certainly now they're pushing climate change, but in relation to sudden adult death syndrome or sudden kid death syndrome, we're seeing all these news items now like, hot weather can cause heart attacks. Cold weather can cause heart attacks. Being too happy. There was literally a news item I saw the other day. Man gets heart attack because of something that caused him joy. I mean, God forbid you get your heart broken.
And they keep putting out more propaganda too for the lethal injections, because everyone's dying from heart attacks and blood clots. And they put out every excuse there is. They put out napping can kill you. They said if you fall asleep in front of the television, that can kill you. And if that wasn't enough, they came out with a new one. Experts warn certain sleeping positions could increase risk of blood clots and heart problems. Man, they also say showering can kill you. So you can't take a shower, you can't take a nap, you can't fall asleep in front of the TV. Make sure, like, drink like some caffeine or something, because if you fall asleep, you're going to have a heart attack. And now it's like certain sleeping positions. So watch how you sleep. If you do sleep, there's certain positions that'll just kill you.
I mean, it just never ends. How does this not wake people up?
So the media is very, very complicit in this. And what you said is right, globally. So if you put yourself in the shoes of the owners of this planet who decided to depopulate it, along with the help of 196 countries, how would you go about doing it? You know, wouldn't it be great to do it in using a military style fashion, but convince everybody to commit suicide, right? And then you'd get your media to help people convince that this suicide is a good thing for the climate, for protecting Grammy. You want to get your shot, make sure, you know, you can take care of little kids and Grammy. And that's exactly what's happened. And then, by the way, now that they've been caught, this is where the media comes in again, right? The predictive programming. Oh, you know, we were expecting those things. And they were, actually. If you look at the infamous page 16 study from the FDA's internal audit, 2 weeks before they actually granted the emergency use authorization, the FDA warned itself, if you do this, you know, these things are going to happen, including death, injury, heart attacks, myocarditis. All of that was disclosed, and they did it anyway. So the media is completely complicit in this crime of genocide. They're up to it in their necks.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're getting paid quite well for being complicit.
Pfizer
sponsors everything.
That's right.
Brought to you by Pfizer BioNTech. All right. Well, let me do a screen share here, guys. And I'm hoping one of you can help me learn how to pronounce this brand name. Comirnaty? Is that how you say it?
That's how I say it.
Does anybody know?
I've heard Comirnaty, something that I call it.
Comirnaty, yeah, that flows out. That's a little better for marketing. It sounds a little better. But the point is that this is part of the conspiracy that the CDC continues to say the COVID-19 vaccine is also known as Comirnaty or whatever, because they're not producing that. Whatever that is would not be the emergency use authorized vaccine. So they're not producing that. No. And that's what they tried to convince the military, that the military men and women were taking. And that was a lie. So Sasha, weigh in on that if you'd like. I just wanted to show people the possible side effects according to the CDC. Not everyone experiences side effects. However, some people do. Side effects are normal signs that your body is building protection. So if you get really sick, if you get Bell's palsy, if you get heart inflammation, pericarditis, myocarditis. It just means the vaccine's working, Sasha.
They're gaslighting people. Yeah, so the side effect of it, by the way, is death is number one side effect. Yeah. And as you know, I mean, they're also gaslighting now people into, oh, okay, that's fine. It means just your, you know, your body is responding. And by the way, it's good for climate change. But about the your statement that, yes, this is a big deception that they're claiming that these shots are fully approved. They are not. Comirnaty, and in fact, they went as far as to produce 6 lots of Comirnaty and release them in the U.S. just because the military lawsuits and our service members were pushing back on this, that they're not allowed to force emergency use product on them. So they, I think, were backed into a corner, produced these, there are 6 lots that went to military bases, at least one of them. But they're still, even those, they're it's basically labeled as Comirnaty, but they're not fully approved because Comirnaty does not, or Pfizer BioNTech vaccine product does not have an established name. And that's a very important thing. So established name is like, you know, if you buy Advil that's in the store, the established name is ibuprofen. And ibuprofen can be Advil or can be CVS brand, for example. So the brand name can change, but the chemical name is the established name. And this product does not have one. But it has one in Europe, which is interesting. It's called Tozinamiran, but it's not used in the US, meaning in the US, this is not an approved product, no matter what they're saying. So all they're saying is, you know, we have an emergency use product. We came up with a brand name, but guess what? Brand name doesn't mean anything. They just don't have it. They do not have an approved product.
Yeah. We also have other whistleblowers that not only confirm that, but the fact that those particular lots and batches that were sent around to the U.S. Coast Guard and other military bases were actually produced in France. So says Pfizer themselves, and in factories that haven't gone through an FDA inspection, a required FDA inspection for years. So they can't even manufacture these in accordance with good manufacturing practices, GMP. lo and behold, the military seems to have waived that. So there's no standards. There's no controls. They're just throwing a bunch of ingredients in a vial. So here you go. You know, print off a label, throw it on there, have at it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and let's hit on that. For those who have parents, siblings, people that you love in your life that just will not listen to you because you're not a scientist, dear listener. You don't work for Pfizer. You're not a pharmaceutical expert. So when you tell your loved ones about the dangers of taking these experimental mRNA vaccines, which they're not, I'll stop using that word. Let's ask Sasha about that. Sasha, what do these people who continue to line up for the boosters need to know about the quality control of the shots being manufactured by Pfizer?
Well, there is none. There's no quality control for these things. The problem is that, well, people also get gaslit and convinced that you have to be an expert at something or have a degree, especially in something, to understand something. That's not true. You can read and understand just as I can read and understand. And I encourage everyone to stop listening to experts, actually. You find out for yourself and try to find out for yourself. And don't even take my word for it, but go look at these things yourself. You can log into VAERS yourself. You don't need to log in, it's free access. You can search VAERS. You can, myself and my colleagues set up a website where people can check their batch numbers. So those people who have received these shots can look up at their CDC card, the vaccine lot number, and they can go to this website and type it in and see how many adverse events reported for this lot and how many deaths reported for this lot, and you will be amazed. So that was a very easy way to red pill relatives with this website, because it's easy to use, but you can find the same information on CDC website, or there's medalerts.org. Our website is howbad.info, but they're all presenting the same information. So anyone can do it. You don't have to be an expert. You don't have to have a degree in this or have spent, you know, so many years in pharmaceuticals. It's a very easily obtainable information.
Okay.
But yeah, there is no quality control for these things. They're not manufactured according to good manufacturing practices. They're admitting it. Pfizer put it into their motion to dismiss. So they're admitting it in the court of law. They put it in their motion to dismiss Brooke Jackson's lawsuit that they are not supposed to comply with good manufacturing practices.
Well, again, because I'm not a doctor or a scientist, I'm just a guy with a journalism degree. I want to do a screen share and show you, Sasha, a mm-hmm. slide from an FDA presentation. You don't have to read the whole thing, but since you are the expert, for those listening who want to line up and get these shots, could you please take us through this slide and note the date and tell us what this slide means to you as a pharmaceutical expert?
Well, right. So the date, interesting, that's from the same meeting that I was showing the screenshot of the org chart. It's actually from the same meeting. So they knew at that time that all these adverse events, and this is actually a small subset of them, that all of this will be associated with these shots. They knew years before. I read relevant FDA guidances for these gene therapies, which were published in 2013 and 2015, the most recent ones that were full and non-draft form. They all list these things, very extensive problems and risks associated with these shots, such as deaths, of course, Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is a paralysis that can happen. The transverse myelitis, encephalomyelitis, these are all brain-related conditions where there's demyelination. So if you think of like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and those types of diseases, that's in the same family. Obviously, pregnancy and birth outcomes are very severe, and that was in the animal studies that I have reviewed as well. So they had congenital abnormalities, they had toxicities during pregnancy, they had deaths. So all of this was known. They knew all this. And FDA knew, everyone knew. It wasn't like, oh, you know, it's such a new virus and such a new technology that we're using. So, you know, don't ask us for any quality control. You know, that's a joke. I mean, they knew all this.
And just to be clear, these are not side effects of COVID. These are side effects of the jab people are told to get to protect themselves from COVID.
Mm-hmm. This was 2 weeks prior to the grant of the emergency use authorization. This was the presentation that they used to issue the emergency use authorization.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let me just make one point, and I want you guys to comment on this. I know we only have about 5 minutes left. Alex Jones of InfoWars is going through hell right now, being dragged through a kangaroo court where he's not allowed to defend himself. Robert Barnes has made wonderful commentary about this kangaroo court. It's really the death of justice if they're allowed to get away with this. But Alex Jones is being called a conspiracy theorist. Leaving that aside, what we're looking at here at this slide with the FDA, 2 weeks, this is 2 weeks before they approve this thing for emergency use. Is this not the definition of a conspiracy between the FDA and Pfizer if they knew it was going to harm people to this degree? Is that not a conspiracy by definition?
Yes, it's collaboration, collusion, and in pursuit of a criminal enterprise. That the definition of a conspiracy is two or more people entering into a plan to commit a crime and one step in furtherance. You just laid out there you go, Exhibit A. That's it.
Mm-hmm. All right, one more screen share here. And Todd, I don't know if you've seen this. You probably have. Somebody just brought this to my attention. Let's just talk about the tricks up the sleeves of these diabolical people who run the world. Senate Bill 4488, Global Catastrophic Risk Management Act of 2022. I haven't even read through this whole thing yet, but that's a pretty dire title. Global Catastrophic Risk Management. There's some frightening words used in here. Critical infrastructure, existential risk, global catastrophic risk. I don't know what the next shoe to drop is, Todd. We've talked about Marburg. Right now, they're playing the monkeypox card. We can see in New York City, they're fear-mongering about nukes going off. What are some of the tricks up the sleeves of these enemies of humanity as we, the people, show up in droves to take our country back? Carrie Lake will probably be the next governor of Arizona if the diabolical, demonic Democrats don't steal it and aren't allowed to steal it. But what are some of the risks we face?
You don't have to guess. You can actually go to the WHO. They publish what it is they're going to do and what it is they want from their member nations. This is one of those things, as is a global health security division of our government. In fact, it's in the DOD. It's like a cabinet level position. And it's exactly what you described right there. And frankly, what Sasha said, it's a totalitarian dictatorship whereby they will control people from the inside and from cradle to grave, including, by the way, which is what they're testing right now, psychiatrists being able to prescribe to anybody they observe and force them to take psychotropic drugs. This is a military, medical, martial law, and it's right in front of us, and it's happening right now. The only way to undo this is to invalidate those in the levers of power. We've got to act like the federal government doesn't exist, because all of this is coming from the federal governments of every country that signed onto the WHO charter in furtherance of this medical martial law.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I agree with this. And I want people to think that, oh, they've won and they've taken over the world and nothing we can do. Yes, you can do. You can ignore them. And we also know that they're desperately bankrupt, all of them, and they're desperately out of resources. Their biggest lever is people's compliance. So they bluff their way into these fake things, fake monkeypox. Marburg, by the way, it's not a virus. It's a work-related accident. People working in biowarfare laboratories, okay? And it could be even just a demonstration of a toxic weapon on those people. So because there are only, you know, few hundred cases ever recorded of it, and they're all workers of biolaboratories. So when they will start, you know, faking this and saying there is some, you know, 100% infectious and 100% deadly virus, stop and think about it. they're faking it. They're faking it in some way. And so you have to figure out how to not comply, how to stay safe, but not comply with their nonsense, because they're relying on your fear and your compliance. And those are the two things that you have to immediately stop. Stop being afraid and stop complying.
100%. Well, thank you so much for your time today. Do you want to tell people how they can follow you or anything, any social media stuff?
I don't use much social media. I am writing on, so I have a BitChute channel. It's called Team Enigma, where I post my videos, like PowerPoint presentations that I make with information and data for people to follow. They can look up also howbad.info, which is, it's not my site, but it's somebody I know and I contributed to his website. And also I write more professional pharma industry focused articles on Trial Site News, which is a pharmaceutical industry clinical research focused site.
Okay, excellent. Well, you piqued my interest. Team Enigma is the channel on BitChute. You're going to get some subscribers out of that. So very good. Thank you for your time today, Sasha.
Thank you very much. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, God bless. Todd, thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Sean.
All right. And friends, thanks so much for tuning in. Special thanks to our subscribe stars and our members at sgtreport.tv. And for real news every single day, guys, visit us directly for free at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda and all of these mockingbird mainstream media lies. May God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.
Rhinos are a real big problem, and MAGA is the third party, period. If you don't, if you're not putting in MAGA candidates, we're not getting anywhere. If you're donating to RNC, we're not getting anywhere. They're not doing anything.